ערב שבת שלום, פרשת כי תבוא. בגמרא במסכת מגילה says that it is customary every year to read the parashiyot of כי תבוא and ניצבים before Rosh Hashanah as a siman, you know, everything, not everything, but a lot of things that we're doing now during these days and on Rosh Hashanah is very symbolic. Simana. So you want a siman tichle shana v'kilinoteha, and oh boy, do we need it this year. Tichle shana v'kilinoteha, tachin shana v'choteha. Everybody realizes the importance of Rosh Hashanah this year and what's on the line, especially like we just got finished saying, the fact that we don't have a shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah this year is a little bit alarming, but Be'ezet Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yafuch Lanu Et Hashanah Hazot L'Tovah V'Livracha. I want to say something on the parasha, Parashat Ki Tavo. You know, the end of the parasha is quite frightening, to say the least. A lot of people, you know, especially in a Moroccan shul, you ever try to offer Aliyat Shishi of Parashat Ki Tavo to a Moroccan? even though it's funny because the Aliyah starts off with beautiful brachot, but then it kind of transitions into pretty 98 blood curdling, you know, terrifying curses. The Kafah Chaim brings down. I told Rory this morning, you're supposed to, you know, read it a notch lower, read a little bit faster. Don't read it kacha. Read a little bit faster. And what, don't, huh? So the Aliyah is customarily either given to the Rav HaKahal or the Baal Kore, or, you know, anybody who, well, this year if you try to sell the Aliyah Shishi. But it's interesting how it comes out, Aliyah Shishi, which according to the Zohar HaKadosh is Aliyah HaYesod.
Huh?
No, because the brachot are in it. Anyway, Avad is a tipshut. It comes from amaratzut. It comes from not knowing. Because be'emet, yeah, we saw in last week's parasha in Kitetze, it says, "V'lo avad Adonai Elohecha lishmo al bil'am, v'yahafoch Adonai Elohecha lecha et hakelala libracha, ki ha'evecha Adonai Elohecha." Kadosh Baruch Hu takes all the curses, and le'ohavav u'shomrei mitzvotav, what does he do? He turns all the curses to blessings. These are really blessings in disguise. There's a lot of Torah on that. But I really want to focus for now on the beginning of the parasha. You know, once a year, starting from Shavuot time, we become eligible. The Gemara says that in Masechet Chagigah, that the time that we bring Bikurim is from, also Masechet Makot, from Shavuot until Chanukah. And we read a Mishnah, hopefully, every morning, the first Mishnah in Masechet Pe'ah. Elu devarim she'en lahem shi'ur. Ha-pe'ah, and number two is what? Ve'abikurim. Which means, the Mishnah is telling us that there is no minimum that a person has to have in order to bring bikurim. The Gemara says, afilu shibolet achat. Even if a person has just one stalk of grain, he's chayav to bring bikurim even from that. Here we go. Just one second, I lost this thing. Yeah, I saw in Sefer Be'er Ma'im Chaim, he says something beautiful. He says, what's the reason that the Torah makes such a big deal? And you know, think about it for a second. A person has only, now obviously it only applies to Shiv'at Aminim, we learned that in Gzirah Shavah, but whatever it is, even if you have one grape, one pomegranate, one stalk of wheat, you bring Bikurim from that. And when you bring it, if you look at the Mishnayot, Masechet Bikurim, there's a whole to-do about it. They used to travel along routes and people used to come and sing and dance and make a big deal and stand up for them. And, you know, people used to make, as they were passing through cities, they used to make a kiddush for them. Can you imagine? You bring one thing, they make a whole kiddush for you and come to the Beit HaMikdash, and now what? There's a whole drasha you have to give in the Beit HaMikdash. Say a whole drasha in Beit HaMikdash, and at the end, you give it to the Kohen, and that's that. Rabotai. I want to explain to you, kind of illustrate what's going on here with the mashal. When a father wants to give his child a gift, and the child really appreciates the gift of the father, the child understands that the father doesn't have to give it to him. And yet he's, you know, out of love he's giving him something. And then he comes, that causes the father to have a sense of more love to the child. And it's kind of like a cycle. The child feels the love, And he gives that love back to his father. And the father feels that love and it makes him want to give more. That's the normal way. However, what happens if the child feels that the father owes him something? What happens if the child feels that the father is obligated to do this for him? And he kind of takes it without a feeling of gratitude. And not only that, when he doesn't get what he thinks he deserves, he comes with ta'anot. He has, you know, all sorts of complaint to his father. Where's my thing? Those kind of feelings do not propel the father further to give him more gifts. That's why, Rabotai, as part of our drasha, how do we start? This is, you know, kind of like we do in the Haggadah also. Matchilim b'gnai u'msayim b'shevach. Arami oved avi vayered mitzrayim. We start about the pitiful beginnings of Am Yisrael. Lavan tried to kill us. We went down to Mitzrayim. We were there for 210 years. And at the end, how we finish the drasha? Vayvi'enu en ha-makom hazeh vayiten lanu et ha'aretz hazot, eretz zavat chalav udvash. Ve'ata hineh veti et reshit peri ha'adama. What? We ended up in Eretz Yisrael. We say, Hashem, we don't forget where we started. We don't forget our humble beginnings. We know where we came from. We know that we deserve nothing. We could have still been avadim hayinu mefarob b'mitzrayim. And if not for Hashem, you took us out, we wouldn't have had anything. And everything that you give us, including Eretz Yisrael and all the bounty that comes with it, is all a result of your love and kindness towards us. Because the number one tenet of our religion, it's why we're called Yehudim. Yehudim is milashon hoda'ah. Hoda'ah can mean several things in Lashon HaKodesh, but most importantly, it means thanks. If a person's not able to be makir tova, we learn that from Par'o. The Gemara tells us, kol ha-kofer betovato shel chavero, sofo kofer betovato shel makom. A person who doesn't learn to appreciate, show gratitude for the favors and the generosity of a friend or a parent or whatever it is, eventually comes to disrespect and disregard the tovot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do we call that? That's a kofer. That's a kofer. You want to be a kofer? Being ingrate. Everything, this mitzvah, and everything that comes along. Ah, come on, we make such a big deal for one pomegranate. We make such, exactly, make a big deal for that. You know why? Because every seed that you have in this world is a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's undying love for Am Yisrael. That's what it's all about. Remember, it's an expression of love. And when we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know how to appreciate His love, it makes Him want to give us more. And that's the cycle. That's the way it is. You know, the mashal was with Basar Vadam and Kal Vachomer, Ben Benosh and Kal Vachomer, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always gives us and gives us more Hashem, Hashem Yisrael. And we learn to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He gives us. And Bezat Hashem, the Shefa that, you know, we've gotten until now. First of all, you know, I spoke to a Rebbe of mine. You know, the first thing we have to be grateful for, especially during times like these, say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being alive. Say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Hashem Yirachem V'Yatzil. Being alive now, during the past 6 months especially, is not a given. Hashem Yirachem V'Yatzil. Look around. Rabbanim, Tamdei Chachamim, friends, family, people who are no longer with us. You think it's a given? There's no givens. Everything, kol neshama te'alel ya'al kol neshama unshima. Person is to go every single breath, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. I can't without you. I appreciate it. And that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu the, not the push. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need pushes. But when we appreciate, we're going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and ask for another year of life. Hashem says, why should I? I said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I appreciate everything you've given me until now, and I want to show you more appreciation. That is a good ta'ana b'yom ha'din. That's a good claim that a person can make, and be'ezat Hashem, shenikatev v'nechatem, בספר חיים טובים, בספר צדיקים גמורים, תזכו לשם רבות, נעימות וטובות, תזכו ותחיו ותאריכו ימים, אמן כן יהי רצון, שבת שלום וברך בעזרת השם. 2 weeks to יום הדין, רבותיי, not much longer. כל טוב.